The major aspect that comes into play in raising a competent child is the ability to design the child's world, to serve as a consultant for the child, no consultant, not always answer giver, right? And to provide a good balance between freedom and restraint. Parents of competent children tend to design a safe physical environment full of interesting things to see and touch. Just common household objects, just as often as any expensive toy. So it doesn't mean you have to have very expensive things to help build competency. These parents tended to be on call with their babies without devoting their entire lives to them. They were responsive, but they weren't hovering all the time. A lot of parents of competent babies have work, they have full or part-time jobs, and they're very busy people. They go about their daily routines but make themselves available to their children when they're needed to answer a question, label an object, help a toddler climb upstairs, or share in some exciting discovery. These parents generally have positive attitudes toward life, enjoy being with their young children, and gave of themselves and their time generously. They were energetic, patient, tolerant of the messiness, and fairly casual about minor risks. These parents of most competent children were found to be firm and consistent, setting reasonable limits while showing love and respect. When they wanted to change their baby's behavior, they often distracted infants under 1 year of 1 year of age and used a combination of distraction, physical removal, and firm words with older children.